Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
3, 2, 1. How are you now? You are listening to the Theory of Thing Investment Podcast brought to you by the Australian Mutual Funds Exchange. My name is James Wheel, an investment manager of that VFS group. That's where I am. I'm joined here by Heath Moss, who is general advice in nature at HLM Investments. I'm never going to get it
good
right.
Good intro, mate. How are you? How is everyone else? I hope you're all
mate,
well.
I'm live from Lake's entrance here. It is a sensational day down East Gippsland. Keen to get this done quickly. Actually, so I always wear the fleece down here. Anyone who's joining us, and I'm going to take the fleece off and I'm going to, I've got, every year that I go to the Grand Prix, I get, when I used to go to the Grand Prix back in the days when I used to have disposable income, I don't understand where that came from, but every year we'd get a different sort of the secondary, sort of the lower down teams, the ones that would later appear in Drive to Survive. So I've got, and I've moved them all down into the cupboard here because I didn't need them in Sydney. What are you going to do? Wear a, you know, a 1987 Adelaide Grand Prix t-shirt. And so I moved all my old clothes and all my old stuff down here. So I come down here and I'm decked out in the, that's the Toro Rosso, I believe, from the mid, let's see, the eldest would have been a baby at that year. So, 2010, I suppose, when Toro Rosso was getting around before that. This is a pretty cool shirt, nice little button-up sort of thing. Little surprise under here as well. It's about to get really personal.
Oh, Hang on.
I don't know if you can make that out, but look at that.
It's a bit of ink, hey? Bit of Lions ink, hey?
The guy, I got a bit of ink done yesterday. Got a Brisbane Lions tattoo over at the fake tattoo, or the spray-on tattoo stand down in town. So,
fantastic.
I'm pretty keen for the grand final this weekend, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, should be a good one. Yeah, very well. I'm running on fumes this morning. We had the little one. She was a bit upset last night. She's a bit sick, so she kept us up some part of the night. So he didn't get much sleep, but we'll push through. Mm. So, yeah.
Right. Well, the things we do as parents, isn't it incredible? Just and you just carry on and just do it. My wife and I, we saw a couple walking through the street the other, yesterday, just walking in to go and get a wine in town after market. And she saw there was a couple of parents and they were older. Right, and with a very small child, and she was just like, "Can you imagine us doing that now? Like in our I'm 42. I just said that there's no way that I would go into that headlong and start having kids now if you could. I mean, it's just imagine that and just thinking those sleepless nights and then backing up and still working like full productivity and just being amazingly productive on fumes and then going back and doing it again, catching up for beers with the guys after work and then still managing to go and do the kids 10 o'clock feed, 3 a.m. feed, still being father of the year. Not a chance now at all. I value sleep. My body values sleep way too much. And amazingly, you can see there is a direct relationship to performance based on it as well. If you don't live right and live clean or as clean as you could possibly do with not getting on the beers, thanks Dan, as much as possible, then you know you owe it to your clients to be the best you can possibly be. And I mean, no one's expecting you to be Mother Teresa, but just you need to maintain your focus, especially now when you've got things going absolutely crazy. But first off, a happy 25th birthday to Google.
Yes.
Turned 25 yesterday. 25 I do believe that means that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be switching over to Bing. good joke, that one.
Not a bad one.
Yeah, took a bit of time for you to get that one. That's okay. You want to give us a market wrap there, pal?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's get stuck into it. Short and sweet this week. I think the thematics that are playing through have been it's the same that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Is that higher rates for longer thematic? We've seen yields spike dramatically over the last week or so. especially in the longer end. The tens have moved up above 4.6%. Twos are around about the same, around the five. Oh, that's the SBS XEX there. So we've seen the SBX. It's not a bad chart, that one, actually. Let me just bring it back up on my screen. It bounced off the trend line last night. We could be in for a short-term bounce in US markets, I think, maybe. If the catalyst could be something like the Congress getting an agreement through at the 11th hour, as they usually do, and seeing markets bounce there. But it bounced off the trend nicely, trading near that 200-day moving average. Obviously, markets are reacting to going lower on higher rates, higher US dollar, which is going to be a earnings headwind. I've spoken about that for a while, and we're just seeing earnings forecasts for Q3 being toned down a bit. We were expecting about a 0.5% lift in earnings. Now they're saying expect the earnings to drop by 0.5%. So I'd expect them to continue to come down, as you know, all the big guys. Yeah, Apple's and Microsoft's, et cetera, have major earnings coming in from overseas, and with a stronger US dollar, that's a dampener on those earnings. It's looking it's looking okay now, as long as it respects that that trend line. If we can't respect that trend line, then we could go a lot lower. We could hit 3,900. We're about 4,274 at the moment. So
thanks a lot, Jim Cramer. If it doesn't go higher, it'll go lower. This some special
sitting on the fence.
Look, this market's going to go one of three ways.
I'd expect a short-term bounce here. I think RSI suggests sold, so I think short-term bounce here, and then we'll see how we go.
I still am holding firm to the mast that the opportunities to pick up really good cashed-up bogans, the Magnificent Seven, take the opportunities as you can. That they're not recession proof, but they are still massive. Like they don't respond to this rate thing.
I'll bring up a chart for you.
What are you going to bring up? The apples?
Costco. Look at Costco. Look at their chart. You look at their chart. That is really bullish.
I'm using my laptop here, mate. I don't have a whole lot of. What do you got?
Oh, okay.
This is looking
like a breakout, an imminent breakout to the upside, which suggests, you know, it makes sense. You know, investors have flocked to these staples, these defensive stocks like Costco and Walmart, et cetera, and they're trading at close to all-time highs looking like they're going to go higher. So that could be a signal that, where the market's at. You know, people are leaving those tech stocks still and rotating into the more staple defensive style stocks. I dare say if you looked at utilities as well, they'd be similar charts as well.
If you want to try, I mean, trading, there's a few places where if you just want to stay safe until the end of the year, especially if you've had a great, I mean, imagine what sort of a first half some of the funds have had, thinking, you know, if you've owned a couple of, you've owned a bit of tech and you're up 80% or something like that on however far it's up. Equal weighted, the S&P is now flat for the year.
Yeah,
pretty sure last night. And okay, so look, let's just trade it out. Let's just play defensively. I would be, you know, go 30 days at a time on a bond position. Just go some bills, you know, month by month, and just collect and just play that defensive game into the end of the year. If you wanted to do that, I mean, but this is everyone's time frame. I'm just saying, I mean, if you get a chance to buy some of these ones for long-term retirement fund sort of areas, then always take that opportunity where you can on really big lines that you want to have not crossed.
Yes. What do you got there? That's oil. We've seen oil spike again overnight lower than expected inventories, more of a drawdown. Yep. Beautiful. There we go. Yep. You've got the consumer in China starting to get around again. Similar stories to the US, that services sort of spending has recovered well in China. Obviously, we know about the construction and property industry side of things, but services are doing really well. And that's where they expect all this demand is coming from oil. We've had the OPEC cuts. We've got OPEC meeting again next week. Which, you know, expected, nothing is expected from that though. But, China goes into its Golden Week next week. Lots of travel, lots of demand for oil. So, we're seeing oil spike again here.
Yep, there we are. And so the chart that I had up there before, and I'll just throw it up here again, was the China strong oil consumption in China. People who are listening, it's the crude oil imports and domestic consumption both rallying strongly. Annual change in China is hitting that 20% mark. So that's an annual change in imports and consumption both going up by 20% year on year for China. And that's without, this is the thing, that oil has gone up to this level without any huge China stimulus policy. This is there has been no, we're going to hit this 5% and here's how we're going to do it and we're going to manufacture all this stuff. And there's been none of that. This is now just China just being China.
Yes.
Oil continues. There's nothing. Go on.
The positive side of China, this is not being talked about at all in the media at the moment because everyone's so focused on the collapses of the developers and defaults on the bonds, etc. So this side is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Really being talked about, and this is really healthy. People are starting to spend again. And yeah. I would expect after Golden Week that the government starts tipping in more stimulus again. It's mainly been monetary policy at the moment in China. I think we'll finally see some fiscal stuff come in after Golden Week, which obviously is desperately needed. They need to support that construction and property sector a lot more. That's a great chart. That's showing record levels of imports.
It's a cracker. I love it. I mean, it's pretty easy. You just go and just follow David Scott, and he always puts good stuff up, mate. And g'day, Scotty, if you're listening as well. We should get him on the show again.
Great.
What was I talking about? Yes, so I remember, and this would have been a couple of months ago, potentially, we were saying, what happens if oil does start to shoot up? What happens if Chinese consumption does start to go up? It is going to impact inflation, and it is going to mean that rates stay higher for longer. We have seen that this is now the case. I'm not saying I called it. I'm the Chris Joy of investment markets. I'm just saying it was something that was speculated that could potentially be a burden on markets. It has been proven to be so.
And I think locally here in Australia, if we continue to see oil at these levels and petrol prices creeping towards $2.50 a litre, we're going to see Albo, he needs an easy win, do an excise cut, take 20 cents a litre off that petrol price, an easy win for him, and really doesn't flow through much to inflation doing that, and the federal government balance books are really good at the moment, $20 billion surplus last financial year, so they've got the ability to do it. So my bet is, you know, if we stay here at the petrol bows at these prices, we'll see a cut from Albo on those taxes.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. It's not really something that I the domestic stuff I don't follow as closely as I should. Speaking of David Scott too, just one more thing I wanted to say is that, and this is going on with that oil, with inflation, with rates higher for longer, and this is David Scott from September 27. The irony is the greater the belief rates will be higher for longer, the quicker rates will be cut. So they are
100% correct. Yeah.
That is the deepest thoughts that you could possibly imagine there, and that is sort of the direction that it's going. Happy to buy big dips. I never trust anyone who's just like, oh, it's going to be the 50% calamity. It's all coming up. Yes, it's been the worst month in a long time.
Yep.
That's the idea. That's what a healthy market looks like. It reevaluates exactly what's going on. charge in. Look, if you wanted to trade it, it does seem like it's keeping pretty easy technical levels. It wasn't the most difficult one to be selling at the pops there. I did write a note on the VIX. Have we got the VIX? Show us the VIX.
I don't know the trade of you code.
It's just VIX, man.
Is it just VIX? I hope it's just VIX.
Yeah, and then go across. And then you've got to go over to indexes. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Hello, look at this. The VIX is now at, do not say percentages. VIX should not be quoted in percentages.
It's up 50%.
Fuck it. That didn't come through.
We were around the 12-13 mark on the VIX. We now are up around 18-19. That's crossing 20 mark again, I think. If the government doesn't come to an agreement over the US, I think we see that spike above 20 next week.
If it does get to a level which is big. Now, this is the problem with the VIX, is that the VIX has been muffled for the year, because the VIX is supposed to have this really sort of simple, if you did this basic thing last year, if the VIX trades above 30, then you buy when everyone's freaking out and panicking. And when it gets down below that 15 mark or wherever that was, or below 20, I think it was, then you sell. Markets are complacent and that's sort of it. And if you'd done that last year, even with how bad the year was last year, you would have been up beautifully on that sort of simple sort of thing. I was looking at sort of just keeping it going this year as well, but the VIX has just been muffled. It's been had the life sucked out of it, and it's because of the 0 day to expiry options trading, which is really crept in. Now, yes, 0 days to expiry options are not included in the VIX. However, there's only so much allocation of funds and time and everything that people who are in the options market can have, and this isn't me who's speculating. This is actually Dr. Ben Eifert, who is an amazing options guru on Twitter. Check him out. He's the CIO at QVR, and that was his speculation on that as well. That just the life being sucked out of the VIX because of people doing these 0 day to expiry options, which are now 50% of the options market on the S&P. That's extraordinary. And so the VIX isn't getting as much attention, and it's not as clear an indicator as what's going on in the market as it would usually be. That being said,
but we also had much kinder market conditions to start the year. We saw tech rally hard and markets generally rally hard. So that's generally conducive to a VIX going lower. But generally, like was said for a while, the VIX trading at 12 to 13 is generally an indication that, you know, markets may have peaked or topped out and are due for a pullback. And we've seen that. And like I said, next week could get a little bit fun if that government shutdown announcement, if they don't come to that agreement, I think markets will start to get a little bit more jittery then.
Okay, what's next?
I think that's about it for me. I mean, we talked about oil. The backwardation curve on WTI blew out to $2 overnight, so that's getting up there with record levels. So for people at home, when oil's in backwardation, the spot price is higher than the next contract price, the next month, the rolling month, and the spread between those two is around $2. It normally sits, I think, below 50 cents. Think it is normally.
It's an indication that short-term demand is excessively high, higher than the amount of storing and the cost that would usually keep the oil price in contango, which is the usual spirit of it.
Backwardation is good for if you're trading oil futures, but not so good for the economy if we're going much higher in terms of inflation, etc.
Fascinating. All right. Well, let's carry on then, mate. Your footy bet came in. My footy bet came in. I got Carlton.
Yep.
You got...
Yep. I had Carlton at the line.
I had Carlton with the points, didn't I?
I don't know.
That was you. Yeah. Anyway, we were good.
Yeah. But did your NRL tip come in?
Oh, no, my NFL one came in. That's what I had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the 49ers easily beat the spread of 10.5. Yeah. Too expected. 3-0. My Niners are 3-0. Beautiful. Probably go 4-0 this week. So,
nice work.
Beautiful. Footy tips this week.
Yeah, grand final Saturday. What have we got for us?
Look, I mean, as much as it hurts me to say, I've got the Pies at 1-39, paying $2.35. And if you want to have a flutter on the Norm Smith, I got DeGoey at $6. So unfortunately, I think the Pies will get up at the G. I know the Lions have beaten them the last six times. straight, but none of them are being at the G. The two times they were in Melbourne were at Marvel. I just don't see the Lions getting it done at the G. The Pies love it there. So Pies 1-39 for me.
What was that stat you were saying about when was the last time that the Pies had left Melbourne?
July 22nd is the last time they'd left Melbourne. I mean, part of that is because they finished top, but the other part of that is simply because they're Victorian. So they haven't had to leave the state for since July 22nd, I think it was.
It's tough being an interstate team, but
it is.
Hey, that's just how it goes, man. Look, they've got to get in there and they've got to win. Speaking of the Lions, it's going to be a full Lions weekend. I do actually personally think that the Lions will just get over the Pies this week, but that's not an actual official bet. I think that the Lions will beat the Packers in the NFL. That is the Friday night game, so that's going to be tomorrow lunchtime.
Yes,
they've got the wood on them. They've beaten them the last few times, and they're actually just short about $1.80 favorites on this one. And in the NRL on Sunday night, if you can stay up for it, it is a long weekend technically for some people. I think that the Broncos, with a couple of points, they've got 3.5 points against the Panthers. I think that game is going to go right down to the wire. There'll be a couple of things in it, and I do honestly think that it'll be an all Brisbane weekend. So Broncos with the points versus the Panthers. Good luck. Bet with your head not over it. Chances are you'll probably lose. Think of what your money could be spending on. This isn't actually a gambling podcast. Unless you think of investing as gambling, which we don't, or should you? Now, that's it, mate. This podcast is sponsored by the Australian Mutual Funds Exchange. Get on to amfex.com and find out how you can have access to any mutual fund in the world. Heath, last bids?
That's it. I really hope the Lions win. I'm going to a barbecue or lunch thing with basically all Collingwood supporters. So it's going to be fun if the Lions get up.
Yeah, not bad. Well, I got
have a good weekend, everyone.
Yeah, mum and dad are coming down, so we got the TV all juiced up and ready to go. I've got some prawns. It's not prawn season down here, so we got prawns on the way from. They have Queensland frozen prawns that they get down for them as well. And they've got some old local ones that they freeze as well. The Queensland ones are bigger, so prawns, a bit of dipping sauce, some chili, a couple of beers, maybe some local wine. Everything is going to be perfect. Go the Lions. Go the. Fantastic. Broncos. I will talk to you later. Thanks very much. Mark well.
Have a good one, everyone. See you later.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.